Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, dear friends, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, you are listening to Lantern. We have an interesting story. The title of today's story is the name of a person, Wahab bin Abdullah. This is the story of a young bride and a young bridegroom who were at Karbala. They had been married only 2 months. The bridegroom was his mother's only child. After his marriage, the mother decided to go for Hajj and took the son and his bride. On their way back, they found Kufa sealed off. At the border, the mother asked why Kufa had been placed under such a strict blockade. She was took that a rebel group was camped at Karbala and that Kufa was sealed off to protect the city and its inhabitants from an attack by the rebels. She asked who the rebels were. She was told the leader was Husayn ibn Ali ibn Abu Talib. On hearing the name, the lady almost fainted. She heard the son of Ali being accused of wanting to attack Kufa and kill the people there. She refused to believe it. She said to her son, Wahab, I must go and find out what is happening. Wahab said, Mother, I too would like to come. The three arrived in Karbala on the 7th of Muharram. On learning the true situation, Wahab decided to stay on with Imam al-Hussein and fight for him. When he told his mother of his decision, she said, I am the proudest mother in Iraq. On the day of Ashura, Wahab fought for Imam Hussein, peace be upon him. When he was killed, the mother and the bride were standing at the gate of the camp. Their faces were radiant with pride. Umar ibn Sa'd ordered Wahab's head to be cut off from the body. He threw the head at Wahab's mother. She picked it up, kissed it, and threw it back at Umar ibn Sa'd, saying, What we have sacrificed for our Imam and for Islam, we do not take back. I am sorry I have one son only. If I had 20, they all would have fought Yazid today. Then she went into the camp and took the young bride in her arms. Just then, the tent's curtain lifted and Lady Zainab came in. She embraced them both and offered her condolences, saying, May Allah grant you patience to bear Wahab's loss. Dear brothers and sisters, accept our sorrow and condolences on the month of Muharram. I invite you to listen to the continuation of this program, Lantern.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wa bi nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with another Ashura Mahdi, Wahab al-Kalbi. In the beginning, it must be asserted that the whole event of Karbala, although several centuries ago it took place, it is still full of exuberance and attractions and various kinds of spiritual magnets. Those people who sacrificed their lives in favor of Imam al-Hussein al-Salam and for the sake of defending the truth, all of them are instances of certain attractions and indications in this regard. Another one, I mean, one of such personalities was Wahab al-Kalbi. The Banu Kalb Arab tribe were originally Christians. And as expected, Wahab was also a Christian. It must be asserted that when the entourage, when the camp of Imam al-Husayn salam was on the way from Mecca to al-Kufa, Wahab joined Imam al-Husayn salam. It wasn't Wahab himself only. It was, Wahab together with his mother and wife. They all joined Imam al-Husayn salam. Initially, Imam al-Husayn salam encountered the small village where Al-Kalbi people were resident. Over there, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam expressed his desire for collecting water from the water resources available there. Wahab's mother, first of all, welcomed Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam and appreciated his presence over there, but told him that as Wahab had gone to Al-Kufa and he was expected to come back in the evening of the same day, she suggested Imam al-Husayn salam to spend some hours over there and to wait until Wahab would come back. When Wahab came back and noticed Imam al-Husayn salam, he appreciated Imam al-Husayn salam's presence over there, and it led him to changing his religion from Christianity to Islam. So we find that Wahab al-Kalbi was initially a Christian. However, at his first encounter with Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, he was attracted to the Islamic religion as represented by Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam.
Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story, which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
And this indicates that, first of all, Imam al-Husayn was the Imam of mercy, the Imam of helping others. Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam's attitude wasn't in such a way that he should kill whoever is non-Muslim. Rather, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam appreciated everybody's life, and he had full respect for the creatures of God, for the creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other hand, we find that the manner and the way of conduct of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam in order to seek permission from the local people for collecting water indicated that he was a very conscientious personality and a true role model of moralities. Then we find that Wahab was very much influenced by Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam and joined Imam al-Husayn. On the day of Ashura, we find that Wahab went to the battlefield and started vociferating one of his rajazis, that is, war poems, and introduced himself as a personality who was ready to combat the tyrants. In this way, we find that Wahab was a true believer. From Christianity, he turned into Islam, and he joined Imam al-Husayn al-Islam, and he was influenced by the high moralities of Imam al-Husayn al-Islam. He wanted to sacrifice his life in favor of Imam al-Husayn al-Islam. Now, it's indicated that the wife of Wahab told Wahab and got this promise from him that on the day of resurrection, if Wahab was permitted to go to the paradise, he shouldn't forget his wife in this world. Another one was that Wahab indicated, Wahab's wife sought Wahab's permission to be in the service of the family members and descendants of Imam al-Hussein al-Islam. So we find that the type of behavior, the type of treatment that Imam al-Hussein al-Islam gave Wahab and appreciated his presence over there influenced not only Wahab, but also his wife and his mother.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub.